Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Joining us today is Raphael Skabran with Xero. Raphael, would you please share a little bit about yourself and your company, and welcome.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So I'm a CPA. I've worked in public accounting as well as private accounting, and my most recent role before Xero was as a financial regulator here in San Francisco, where I managed a team working with emerging technologies and cybersecurity. I'm a member of Xero's enterprise team, and we're the team that works with America's top-ranked accounting firms and advisors. So if you haven't heard of Xero, Xero is a public company, really a global business platform that is centered around our cloud accounting product.
Wow. So it's nice to have a CPA that has the background that you do, and thank you for sharing that today. As you know, our conversation's centered around the digital CPA community and our upcoming event. What I wanted to share with you and the audience is that our event is really a knowledge learning setting, and it brings the support and change management amidst the acceleration of time that has been occurring rapidly during 2020. And most importantly, the presenters and their knowledge and experiences provide insight into what's next now, which you basically relate is what you are doing with Xero as you work in the accounting profession. So thank you. Some of the learning opportunities as part of the conference are driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. When we bring all of the individuals together in this conference, they really look at sharing insights, practical strategies, and applications to develop future-ready firms. So Raphael, can you please share how Xero would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Yeah, absolutely. Enable success through wanting to partner strategically with you on the goals and values that your firm has. So we work as a technology partner to really help develop the vision, to tailor that change management across service lines, across offices. We aim to make a better experience for the staff and the clients so they'll stick around. And we do this by listening to your needs and supporting them with what we've seen work. And on the enterprise side, we've got a team dedicated to managing large scale solutions, right? To support the initiatives that you have, whether it's advisory or global expansion. And there's just a lot of interesting work with using data across the firm and work on automation. And, we're essentially the team that helps with de-risking those projects.
Can you describe de-risking a little bit further to our audience, please?
I think when people see the scale of these projects, all the people that have to be involved, from your people that are in the software every day, the people that are in front of the clients to more of the partner level, there's risk in change. And I think as accountants, we're all trained to look at risk, right? That's our lens through the world, right? So it's nice to know that on the other side, your technology partner, there's a team there, CPAs, a lot of CPAs actually work at Xero, who are there to de-risk that, meaning give you that roadmap, show you where the pitfalls are, show you the human side of change. Because honestly, a lot of things aren't software. Software can't solve everything. There's a lot of the people problem too, I like to call it. And so we help you manage that as you adapt technology and push it out through your firm.
So it has a very positive definition to it, which I think is beneficial for everyone to hear. And from your perspective, and this fits well with emerging technologies, what do you see is actually happening with the accounting profession for emerging technologies and the integration of client accounting services?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Della. There's a lot of exciting things happening out there, and the pace of change is really accelerating. So right off the bat, we're seeing machine learning being offered as a consumable service. So through APIs or application program interfaces, This means you don't need a team of PhDs or like really expensive infrastructure to develop applications that use machine learning. So someone else has made the service available over the internet for you. So you just have to create and train the models. And I've even seen machine learning available as an Excel add-in, for example. So, you know, we could expect to see, I would expect to see accounting firms and other developers out there leveraging data that they've trained either to streamline existing services or maybe even add new client-facing services in market. So in client accounting services, that could take the form of, you know, I'm automatically creating a tax set of books or finding errors so there's less WIP breakdowns.
Interesting. So have you ever actually worked with machine learning as an Excel add-on?
I have actually. I used it I wanted to make a journal entry template for myself so I could automatically classify stuff I was doing, like personal transactions I was doing in Amazon, because I do all my personal financials at Xero, and I said, well, I want to get my stuff, all my purchases. I know we're all buying stuff on, you know, various platforms, and I wanted to code it. So how did I do that? I actually used a machine learning add-in to do that for me. So it's just an example of, you know, it's out there, it's consumable, it's getting easier to use. It's not in the realm of, you know, huge enterprise infrastructure anymore. So I would expect to see that, you know, you'll see more of that out there.
So you as a CPA are basically saying embrace change and move it forward with the technology that's available.
You're going to see it. It's going to creep in, and it's going to help you to code things, you know, and it's not just accounting data, right? It's not just training the models to understand accounting data. We're also seeing it, we've seen an impressive leap forward with GPT-3, which is a language model that can produce human-like text. So you give it a prompt and it can write text that is related to that prompt that seems like a human wrote it. So, you know, I can ask GPT-3 for a cash flow forecast and it can weave a story that matches the data, you know, and with an API call, I can actually insert data from Xero and present a story just like a CFO would in an advisory engagement. So it can be really a CFO's best friend. You could see with GPT-3, we could see semantic search being another use case. So for example, complex documents, you already see this in legal discovery. So let's say a lease, like an operating lease, can be reviewed with the relevant lease accounting data pulled out for review, for the accountant to review, prior to booking in your favorite lease accounting app in Xero, right? Or maybe I want to look through customer communications and predict which customer is at risk based off of kind of a complaint language or whatever. So even before there is an AR aging, you know, the accountant can be notified and kind of detect risk that's happening using GPT-3. And of course, this is also available through the public or to the public through APIs, but there's currently a wait list.
So are there any other thoughts you would like to share today?
So we're also seeing the emergence of tools for linking up web apps when there is no integration. So I'm not talking about robotic process automation or RPA. I'm talking about general automation platforms or GAPs. So think Zapier, but where you can create your own connections and manage authentication, share data both ways, and a lot more. So, you know, Xero, we've been cloud since the beginning. So we've got the largest app ecosystem out there, really, but that doesn't help you, the accountant here at Digital CPA, if the integration that was built doesn't do exactly what you want it to do or is not maintained. So now there's these platforms that allow you to design your own trigger and design your own action within web apps that have public APIs like Xero, and not just accept what's already been built.
What kind of interactions have you had with the accounting profession in them integrating these into their firms across their platform?
Yeah, it's a great question. I actually just oversaw an implementation of this, and a great example here of how we work on the enterprise team. We had a client accounting services group, which was much smaller than the tax and audit group at this top ranked firm, which is kind of normal for the firms that I work with. and they did not want to use Tax's practice management platform, right? It's a different business model the Client Accounting Services Group has than the Tax Group. And so they wanted their own practice management for WIP reporting and practice billing, but they had to use the CRM of the firm, which was a well-known enterprise level CRM. And so they also wanted to leverage other apps like Concur, which now connects to Xero for their expense reporting. So they leveraged one of these general automation platforms so they could go from proposal to job in seconds with Xero Practice Manager. So they set the actions and the triggers, and they were able, you know, essentially to not have to enter data from the CRM again. And what's awesome is that the linking doesn't require a programmer or a center of excellence like RPA does. A business user can do it.
Any other thoughts you'd like to share today?
Yeah, so I would say to round it out, you know, kind of the last emerging trend we've seen, you know, is digital banking has fully arrived. And there are digital banks being designed with the accountant in mind. So I'm not talking about online banking where there's a secure user or a read-only user. I'm talking about seeing like custom permissions, approval flows, and enriched feeds into Xero that make reconciliation and managing bank accounts a snap. So surfacing check images. So this is really a game changer for firms with client accounting services teams on Xero, particularly if they deal with multi-entity clients. These teams need to move money around a lot, and they don't want bank feed issues or bank access issues due to the client changing passwords or whatever. Mm-hmm. So these teams are large and require approval workflows to control payments. Digital banks do a lot of this for us while integrating with cloud accounting solutions.
That's very interesting. I've learned a lot from you today, Rafi. I really appreciate that you joined our podcast and relayed all of the different areas that Xero focuses on, what the emerging technologies are for the profession that are happening today and are going to move everyone forward into 2021, which is very positive outlook. And we appreciate that you'll be joining us again at the conference this year. Thank you.